power to the students.
Bundled in blankets and holding signs warning that education cuts never heal and admonishing the General Assembly to, quote, cut the bull, not the budget, students brave the chilly temperatures in the hopes that lawmakers and the governor would warm to their message.
If we didn't have the funding that we were given, I would not be where I am today.
Manning the bullhorn is Murray State sophomore Tori Lynn Wood, who hit the road before 5 a.m. this morning to stand on this spot.
I don't see why Bevan would change it if we don't put up a fight. They say they put grease on the squeaky wheel, and we're going to be that darn squeaky wheel today because we want our funding.
While university presidents have labeled the mid-year and biennial cuts draconian, Bevan has reiterated that the reductions, however painful, are needed to shore up the state's anemic pension system. He's also argued a workforce shortage demands that taxpayers no longer subsidize less in-demand careers, using the now famous example of French literature. That makes Murray State Assistant English and Philosophy Professor Andy Black anxious.
It seems a premium is being put on more of the hard sciences and things like that, which are obviously important. I think that what's ultimately going to happen is that systems of assessment will be put in place that won't benefit students who want to study the humanities.
So far, Bevan has shown no signs of backing down on his pledge to tie higher education funding to outcomes, telling reporters he will not sign a budget that doesn't move in that direction. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.